This week is International Dark Sky Week. KUER's Nicole Nixon joined a group for a nighttime walk downtown to learn more about light pollution and brings us this report.
Betty Maya Foot leads about a dozen people through downtown Salt Lake City Tuesday night after dusk.
You'll kind of notice how dark it is around here.
Foot works with the Colorado Plateau Dark Sky Cooperative. It aims to preserve views of the stars in the night sky by cutting down on light pollution.
So light pollution is defined as any negative aspect of artificial light at night.
That includes what's called an urban sky glow, the haze of light around cities that obscures the stars. But it also includes things like the glare of street lights through a bedroom window. Last year, the American Medical Association confirmed that LED street lighting can disrupt the human sleep cycle.
It definitely affects sleep and insomnia, but it's also been linked with rates of breast cancer, and prostate cancer, diabetes, and obesity.
Utah leads the nation with 9 certified dark sky parks, which means exceptional stargazing. But the Salt Lake Valley sky glow is visible from the other side of its surrounding mountains. So Foot takes us on a walk through downtown to learn more about the light sources around the city. She points out decorative light fixtures that point straight up into the sky.
So that one up there is like useless, really, because it's just going up.
And windows into empty office buildings with the lights left on.
I'm sure not everyone in these offices is working, right? These lights are probably just left on. And, you know, they can save a lot of money by turning these lights off.
We stop in front of the Harmon's grocery store to look at the lighting above its loading dock.
Fully shielded directional lighting, appropriate for the task, not obtrusive to our eyes. You know, good job, Harmon.
Nicole Nixon, KUER News.